Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Here at Power FM, we all work together as a team. We're all pretty close-knit. So, you know, if something happens in the office, you kind of let it go. If it happens the one time. But something's been happening amongst our team members lately.
And
it's happened a couple of times now, and I feel like we have to address it. And so we've brought our newsreader, James Momobro, into the studio. Hello, James.
Good morning. Good to be here.
He will be joining us for the Big Three again shortly, but we just thought we'd have an intervention or a your intervention because... probably in the space of 2 days, 3 days, I've gone to use the toilets here, the men's toilets, and there's two doors. There's the outer door, and you open that up where the sink is, and then there's the inner door.
Ooh.
And on two occasions now, I've opened up the outer door to see that the inner door is wide open, and there's James, legs apart.
Starfish.
Doing his... he's doing a number one, by the way.
He's got front on vision.
Both times I walked in on you having a wee.
Yes, yes. Number two door is definitely closed. Yeah, I guess, you know, and to be honest, I've walked in on Bertie as well. So,
Bertie's starting a trend, is he? Is this like Bertie's our new guy?
I saw Bertie do it and I thought maybe I can get away with that too. yeah, I don't know what I put it down to, if it's my background, kind of growing up with two brothers and, you know, you just kind of, you can do that. And I mean, in most men's toilets anyway, you have a urinal where you stand up and it's completely natural. So it's.
I know, it's interesting really, you said this because I was talking about it at home last night and then I'm like, now if I'd walked in and you were like, at Club Sapphire having a wee at the urinal, you don't think anything of it.
No.
But here, you're like, oh, I've walked in on you. I'm so sorry.
I know.
In your private sanctum, but you got the door open.
I think it's because in this building, once you open that first door, you're about a meter and a half away from the second door.
Yes.
It's just instantly straight in front of you. It's not like you can walk in the door if you're at Club Sapphire or whatever and there's about 5 meters and you can choose a direction to go in. That's it. You just
There's only one direction.
Yeah. And there's that thing you said, like there's a clear designation. It's like, oh, well, that's kind of acceptable if it is a one.
Yeah.
If it's a two, though, it's like, oh, my God, world collapsing. why are we like that? I don't know.
I think we'll just have to watch James in the future when he says, my door is always open.
Yeah. Well, I know here in the studio we have the on-air lights. Maybe we need to
put one outside the toilet. I'm happy to put it out there for the callers. Like, what do you think? You know, should the door stay open? Should it be closed?
It's going to be a hot
single
topic.
Toilet. It's, you know, single door, small space.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was forced to use the ladies' toilet because I was
busting.
Did you
sit down as well?
I made sure I shut and locked the door because I didn't want to be dragged in front of HR again. Okay, so I'm not trying to shame you or anything, James.
No.
You are my mo-bro and everything.
Absolutely.
We're going to probe into this later on.
Well, like I said, I'm not ashamed of it because it's completely natural in a men's toilet as well. It's just the difference of having a urinal and a bigger space as opposed to a singular toilet with a door.
So. I hear what you're saying now. So if I walk in on you again, I'll just walk over and share the bowl.
This is
what we're doing.
Yeah, well, I mean, some people go for that.
Have a sword fight?
It depends on, you know, I don't think we're quite there yet. We're not far off, but...
From what Brad was saying anyway, there's one positive out of this. At least you don't have to see a doctor. You've got a pretty steady flow from what I've heard.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
We did hear a few months ago about a few changes to Santa photos. It's like basically, you know, 1.5 metres distance. There's all sorts of online checking in. There's a whole bunch of stuff to make sure you get that safe, a COVID-safe photo with Santa Claus. Also, don't look him directly in the eye as well.
Yeah.
Little things like that.
It's a bit of a celebrity.
Yeah, but it looks like this year it might be a bit of a short supply when it comes to ye old man in the big red suit, apparently.
We've got a shortage around the country. We're looking for people to help spread magic and joy and play the role of Santa's helpers.
The big jolly fellow can't be everywhere. Santa relies on shopping centre fill-ins to help lighten the load. But given most are older gentlemen, there's an uneasiness this year due to COVID.
Yeah, we know Santa can't be everywhere at once, so he employs
the helpers.
Yeah, he has the helpers that turn up at your local shopping malls and things
like
that.
As that lady said, to spread happiness and joy. I'm double vaccinated against happiness and joy, so... just 99% chance I won't get it.
Yeah, so unfortunately, though, we're experiencing a bit of a shortage when it comes to Santa Claus because a lot of the people that are helping out Santa's helpers, they are a little bit older in years and they're the more vulnerable in society.
They're basically Santa doubles. You know what I mean? They're Santa stunt doubles, kind of like how they do it in the movies.
It's like they just bring out a mold and like just lay down. If you fit in this mold, you're good to go.
Yeah, if you're an old white guy, you can grow a pretty decent beard, and even the beard doesn't really matter too much because they'll give you a fake one if you need it. Bang, you're in.
I wonder what kind of a process there is when you become one of Santa's helpers. Like, you know, when you're in Scouts, you have to put your hand up and you have to basically do like a little pledge and remember all these things out of a little book to initiate yourself with Santa.
I think there's an oath of allegiance
that
Santa Claus makes them all swear.
Yeah, maybe Santa's got to put his hand up or something while he's holding a candy cane, and then all of a sudden recite all the reindeer in under a certain amount of time or something. I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah.
Or go over the labour laws when it comes to the elves in the shops.
I don't think they exist for the elves.
Unfortunately,
they need to unionise those poor elves.
Cover your ears, children. But it's all throughout Australia they're seeing shortages. It's not just in one particular state, absolutely everywhere. And while they're actually going, well, maybe it's time we look outside the box when it comes
to... I mean, couldn't they do like a Mrs. Claus as well?
Why not?
That way you open it up a bit more to more people sort of thing,
Yeah, that's exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to open up to a bigger audience.
The Santa shortage so dire, they're willing to look outside the box.
There's that stereotype that the person who helps play that character is an older gentleman, but we are able to find people of all shapes and sizes and train them and get them suited up to play the role of Santa.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I could have a go at it if I just spend about 3 hours in being a swimming pool. I'll wrinkle up enough that I can look, you know, a lot older.
Yeah, no longer do you have to have high cholesterol, bad knees and that sort of things to play Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Like some things we do know you do have to have. You have to be able to, you know, wear a suit, work in an office, you know, not answer emails and phone calls. Matter of fact, you know, work a couple of days a year. What are the politicians up to these days? They probably have a recruitment in Canberra, I reckon.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
You missed it earlier. We did bring our newsreader, James, into the studio for your intervention because he's developed a habit of leaving the door open when he uses the men's toilets here.
He does.
He's blaming Birdie, who's
He's not here to defend himself, by the way.
He's one of our new team members. Apparently, he has started this open door weeing trend. You know, it's not a big deal. I just want to know where I stand on this, but particularly where they're standing before I open the bathroom door. How does it work, though, at your place? That's what we want to know this morning. Is this an acceptable practice?
Yeah, at home, I pee with the door open or closed. It depends what mood I'm sort of feeling. When I go out, though, I always close the door. If I go to, like, a local club or something and then go to the toilets, always walk in straight away, shut the door, lock the door, same here, and then...
Isn't that weird? Because sometimes I will go to, like, a public toilet... And if the state of the urinal is, you know, you need basically gumboots to use them, I'm like, I'm not using those.
Yep.
I'm going to use one of the stalls. Yet when I go into the stall, I will close the door and lock it behind me, even though I'm doing exactly the same thing I would do at a urinal, fully exposed to everybody that walks in.
Like you think someone's going to come and break in.
Yeah.
Like, no, go away. There's no one home.
But at home, always close the door.
Oh.
You know, every single time, whether it's ones or twos.
Yeah. I feel like, you need to have a good technique as well if you're going to have the door open. Like, I've worked at some workplaces where someone's like a side peer, man, and I'm talking like they're not just like square under the toilet. They'll be like at an angle. One time it was the owner of the company who was like 80-odd years old in the shade. And like it is here, you open the door and he was in the first cubicles I looked up and he's just there sideways doing a pee. You can see everything. And he just looks up and goes, oh, how you going? Back to business. And I'm like, oh, geez.
He didn't invite you in and goes, oh, there's plenty of room on the other side here. Don't cross the streams, though. Ghostbusters rules if you're sharing a bowl with me.
He got the nickname the Widdler after that. We see him leaving the building with rolls of toilet paper. He's incredibly tight.
Okay. 1-300-92-1250, though. Just want to know, maybe times have changed and I'm, you know...
You're out of touch.
I'm a traditionalist about shutting the door. I just want to know where I stand. How does it work at your place? 1-300-92-1250. Is it okay to go with the door open? We got Cyan in Batemans Bay on the line on 1-300-92-1250. Cyan, what's it like at your place? Is peeing with the door open a thing?
No, it is a thing. With my 4.5-year-old, there's no chance of going to the toilet on your own. So just leave it open now. Mum doesn't get to go to the toilet by herself, but Dad does, and he gets locked the door. But this is when she decides she wants to have these big conversations.
We can hear her in the background. You're not on the toilet now, are you?
No. I mean, I'm on the lounge with my son. He just had breakfast.
All right. So you don't even bother closing the door anymore because your daughter just opens it right up whenever.
Yeah, there's no point. no point closing it anymore.
Yeah, once they get to that age, once they can, you know, start to reach doorknobs and things, like, your life is basically over. And if not, they're like lock-picking geniuses as well somehow, these kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, you'd be surprised what they can get into.
Are you waiting for the day, though, once your little one becomes a teenager, you know, she's going on about privacy like all teenagers, you're just, like, walking in, like, hello, remember when you used to do this to me?
Yeah, and the daycare days where I can get to do things by myself.
Yeah, well, true, yeah.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.